At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A senior U.S. official says Washington has carried out what is being described as a successful counterterrorism operation against a significant al-Qaeda target in Afghanistan over the weekend.
The man is reported to be al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, one of the world's most wanted terrorists. U.S. intelligence sources say he was killed in a CIA drone strike. If confirmed, this would be the first publicly known strike by the CIA since the fall of Kabul last year. Ayman al-Zawahiri oversaw the September 11 attacks back in 2001, alongside the group's founder, Osama bin Laden. It is not immediately clear where and when al-Zawahiri died. U.S. officials say there are no civilian casualties.
The Biden administration closed the U.S. embassy in Kabul and withdrew all military assets from Afghanistan last August. That effectively ended Washington's longest war. President Joe Biden is expected to address the nation later this hour and speak about the operation.
Before that, though, Simon Marks joins us from the U.S. Capitol. Simon, if it's confirmed that the U.S. has killed the al-Qaeda leader, how significant would that be for the Biden administration?
This is a very big moment for President Joe Biden for a whole host of reasons. Remember that back in 2011, when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden was vice president, Joe Biden was the only voice in the room who disagreed with the plan to kill Osama bin Laden. And that has sort of dogged him in foreign policy terms ever since. Tonight, when he addresses the nation, we expect him to announce that on his order, Osama bin Laden's successor as the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, an Egyptian physician who originally founded the Egyptian Islamic Jihad fundamentalist and terrorist organization, then merging it with al-Qaeda, ultimately to assume the mantle of al-Qaeda's leadership following Osama bin Laden's killing, has himself now been killed in a CIA drone strike, with reports here that he was targeted in a home in the Afghan capital, Kabul, that was owned by a senior aide to top Taliban official Sirajuddin Haqqani, part of the infamous Haqqani terrorist network. So there are a host of issues here for President Biden. First of all, he'll be able to point to a successful drone strike targeting one of America's most wanted terrorists. Remember that when the U.S. military withdrawal took place from Afghanistan, President Biden always insisted that the United States had the capacity to engage in what he described as over-the-horizon anti-terrorist operations. And this appears to have been precisely that kind of an effort. Also, President Biden will have the opportunity to point to a foreign policy achievement, giving him the chance to talk about this in an ongoing way as we head towards America's midterm elections and then the 2024 presidential election itself. There will, of course, be those who say that President Biden also said when the American military withdrawal occurred from Afghanistan that the country would not become a haven for terrorists, and to have identified Ayman al-Zawahiri not just on Afghan soil but reportedly in the Afghan capital itself raises fresh questions about just how much confidence al-Qaeda has felt about moving back into Afghanistan now that the Taliban are in charge in Kabul. So those questions, I think, will be asked of the administration here in the coming days.
Simon, we're expecting to hear from President Biden at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's about 20 minutes from now. What are we expecting to hear from the president's speech?
Well, confirmation that this drone strike occurred and that the U.S. authorities have indeed now established that they killed Ayman al-Zawahiri. There's every indication that that is the announcement that President Biden will make here tonight. And like presidents before him, I think he's very likely to articulate the argument that for America's most wanted terrorists, there is no hiding place. There is no refuge from the long reach of American intelligence and American drone strikes. Look, I think there will be continuing questions here about whether it might have been possible under any circumstances to take Ayman al-Zawahiri alive. But there is no question that he has bedeviled the United States ever since the al-Qaeda attacks on America, September the 11th, 2001, of course, and then in the last 10 years since he took over from Osama bin Laden. It was only back in April that U.S. intelligence saw the most recent video featuring Ayman al-Zawahiri that had been released. That was fresh evidence that he was alive. And then in recent days and weeks, reports had emerged that he had relocated to Afghanistan, feeling more relaxed about the possibility to relocate there now that the Taliban were in control. So President Biden's going to characterize this as a substantial victory for U.S. forces and, by inference, for his own administration.
All right, thanks very much for that, Simon. We'll also be getting more insight on the U.S. strike in Afghanistan and what this means or could mean for the al-Qaeda group. We'll be speaking with Professor Greg Barton from Alfred Deakin Institute of Deakin University later on Asia First.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.